Air Education and Training Command affects nearly every person in the Air Force through basic training, technical training, and flight training. It includes the Air Force Recruiting Service, two numbered Air Forces, and Air University. The command operates 12 major installations and supports tenant units all over the world. At a ceremony Friday morning, General Stephen Quast reflected on his time at AETC and thanked those he served with.
And it has been the honor of a lifetime to watch you do all the work to transform the way we learn. Our Air Force and our nation will win any fight in this 21st century because our young generation know how to think, not what to think, but how to think.
After being passed the guide on, Webb pledged to continue in the tradition of innovation.
Air Education and Training Command, the first command, simply must arm our airmen to outthink, outperform, out-innovate any potential adversary. And we must do this with a commitment to values.
Webb is an Austin native and Air Force Academy graduate. He's also a command pilot with nearly 4,000 flying hours and deployments to Afghanistan, Iraq, and Bosnia. Before coming to AETC, he led Air Force Special Operations Command. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.